1243 on the Jimmy John's Noon Report here at WJBC and WJBC.com. WMBD meteorologist Lauren Rainson says maybe some more showers today. Breezy and steady to slowly falling temps. We'll be in the, we're in the lower 50s now. We could be in the upper 40s by afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, breezy, low 40. And that's tonight. And then tomorrow, decreasing clouds and a high of 53. Time for our Farm to Table segment brought to you by DuPont Pioneer. From world-class genetics to local on-farm agronomy trials to a team of local professionals, DuPont Pioneer is with you. And we're going to talk about the Ag Exchange Program today, the Lock and Dam Tour. Our guests are Krishna Balakrishnan and Kat Woods. Now, Krishna is from the Park Regency Hotel and Conference Center, and Kat is from the Community Cancer Center. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Well, let's start with you, Krishna, and tell me a little bit about yourself and your background. What do you do, and where have you been?
Yeah, thanks, Terry. I was born in India, southern part of India, and I came to the United States about 15 years back, and I have been in Bloomington for about 7 years. And I did my master's in computer engineering, which has got completely nothing to do with Ag Exchange. So, when one of my friends introduced me to the program and recommended me to attend it, and it was really good, you know, to go and see and experience what the farmers do here in Central Illinois.
All right, a little background on you, Kat Woods.
Well, I'm a lifelong Illinois resident, and I've been in Bloomington about 24 years. I'm an accountant. I obtained my degree from the University of Illinois, and I work for the Community Cancer Center.
You guys, again, not in professions that have anything to do with ag, which is, I think, why they picked you to do the Ag Exchange Program. What is the Ag Exchange Program? We'll go back to Krishna on that.
Ag Exchange is kind of like gives you a backstage approach of, you know, when you go to a concert, you kind of like experience what happens in different fields of agriculture-related businesses. They give you a tour of their facility. They explain what they do and how we get our food on our table, you know, anything related to agriculture. We did a lot of tours this year, so it was kind of like eye-opening. We just go buy groceries from the store, but, you know, there's a lot more to it, you know, by looking at them and the amount of hard work that goes into it. So.
Yeah, and Kat, the McLean County Chamber of Commerce is part of this program as well. Is that right?
That is correct. They sponsor the program.
Okay. And so you guys did a lot of tours and field trips. And Kat, how did you get involved with this?
Kind of the same way that Krishna did. I had some friends who went through it, highly recommended it. You know, when you go to those chamber events, they stand around and talk about some of the latest things they've done. This was a topic that always came up. I saw pictures on Facebook and just started asking questions. So kind of piqued my interest and twisted my boss's arm to let me participate and got in. And it was a fabulous experience.
Yeah, Krishna, yeah. How did you get involved?
Same like Kat. One of my friends recommended it. And, same saw pictures and he explained, you know, what they did in the program. Mm-hmm. Had a little bit of farming background back in India. My grandfather used to be a farmer.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, okay, let's go and see what it's all about in Central Illinois. So,
well, yeah, we talked about the tours and field trips, how you did a lot of those. And one of those was the Lock and Dam Tour. And I'll ask both of you, what did you see and experience there? Kat, we'll start with you.
I was really impressed with the operation and the fact that the technology really hasn't changed that much from when the locks and the dams were installed, that they're still operating in the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, as they're sitting there talking to us about what they do and why they do it, I learned that without the lock and dam system, that there would not be an economical transportation system on the river. That the sole purpose of the lock and dam is to create the pools that are deep enough for the barges to move through. So I had never thought about it before and found that very interesting.
Yeah, Krishna, what about you? What did you learn?
Yeah, I mean, to add to what Kat said, the barges were so huge. I mean, when it was explained to us, it was like 12 beds that was towed by a barge, and each bed was about 195 by 35 feet long. And each of them could carry about 1,500 tons of cargo. So when we went there, it was mulch that was carried around. And he said each barge, each tow bed could replace about 30 semis that could be on potentially on the road. So that's a huge cost savings, as well as, you know, large mode of transportation, which otherwise could have been impossible.
I grew up on the Mississippi River, and, you know, you see all those barges. They move so slowly, though. You wonder, how do they get anywhere? But, you know, it is a cost-saving way to get things done there. Where did you guys go? Is it on the Illinois River?
It was.
So you went there and watched that. So talk about key takeaways, something that just really caught your eye, Kat.
For the whole program?
As
I was reflecting on this before coming on here today, we went to the Kelly Farm, and we spent the day there. That's where we got to ride in the combines and use some of their equipment. But it was at lunch when all the guys were coming in from the field, and they were sitting around and talking and sharing stories on each other. And this group of guys comprised of the uncles and cousins and brothers and sons, and they were telling stories on each other. Like, one doesn't like to get dirty, so he'll drive the truck. another one tends to ruin the equipment. It was a big family environment. But I got a sense of how the act of farming had formed this clan and how close that they had become because of the shared experience. And here's a group of guys who's sharing the work, they're sharing the risk, and they're sharing a lifestyle.
Yeah.
And it just, it was a good feeling to see these guys together doing this. So I just really liked that lunch experience.
Yeah, Krishna, what about you? A key takeaway from the program?
From the entire program, I mean, all of you would agree with me. We all have very busy lifestyles, and, you know, we spend a very little time at the grocery store buying foods, or probably, you know, cooking at home. Buying locally produced food is not probably a big priority, but that's something kind of like changed after this program for me. I always believe in locally produced foods, but the amount of hard work and labor it takes for these farmers to go and do the work and the kind of like stuff that they do with the process wise with the EPA, the compliance and all that stuff. I mean, they do a lot of hard work, and, you know, definitely that was an eye-opening experience for me. And,
right.
You know, that's one of the reasons probably I would start buying more local products going forward, I guess.
So what will you take away and talk about to other people when you look back at the most memorable part of the Ag Exchange program overall?
I think for me it was interesting to find out how the farmers mitigate the risk in what they do, from insurance policies to what were some of the contracts that they could purchase to
help
with the price. You know, of the price fluctuations, the cost of the equipment, just how much they have to think about on just the financial aspect, let alone the weather and everything else. It's a complicated. It's not for sissies. Farming is not for sissies, I would say.
It is a gamble, you know, we spent this summer with a 1 month of all rain, which really killed a lot of corn crop this year. Right. Krishna, what about you? Other things, other takeaways, and big memorable experiences?
First of all, it was a lot of fun. You get to take a Friday off, which is awesome too. So you get to talk to people, interact with a lot of farmers. One cool experience was we get to ride the combine. It was amazing to see how the soybeans and the corns were harvested and right goes into the truck and then goes to the elevator right away. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was something totally a different experience personally for me, because I've never seen something like that.
And the GPS and those
GPS.
Things. I mean, that just sort of amazes me, yeah.
Right, exactly. It was just a joystick that was operating the entire combine.
They quit using the steering wheel and put it on kind of automatic
to
show us how the combine would go across the field. But they did have the little joystick there, sort of like they were playing Nintendo at the same time.
Well, it just shows us how in ag technology has become a major part of what farmers need to know about and do. So we're glad you guys took part in the program, and love to have you back sometime. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Yeah, thank you, Terry. It's our pleasure.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you. Farm to Table brought to you by DuPont Pioneer. From world-class genetics to local on-farm agronomy trials to a team of local professionals, DuPont Pioneer is with you. 12:52 now at WJBC and WJBC.com. So-